This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Good things, I'm telling you. Man, I'm telling you, this is why I love going out telling people about Christ. Many of people are in their lives and they're stuck with sin, and when the Word of God comes and frees them, oh man, I have seen it, and the power of God upon people's life has been changed. I love taking good tidings to people. And it says, how shall they preach except they be sent? Man, I tell you, it is beautiful. The feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. And that was the next word, peace. We know that peace is Christ. And I tell you, if you missed the sermon that the Lord gave us that changed my life, I tell you, He said, I came not to send peace, but a sword. Oh my gosh. You need to look that one up and go get it. But what He was saying is that He came to send the Word. And if you did not know, He is peace and He's also the Word. I like the way the Bible depicts it here. Let's look at it. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Listen here. It says, for unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and here it is, the Prince of Peace. Oh my goodness. Wow. So who are we going? The gospel of peace, the gospel of Christ. That's what we're telling. Isaiah 52:7 says this. Isaiah 52:7 says this. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bring good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Are you telling people about peace? I'm not talking about peace on earth. I'm talking about Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. That's the peace that we're talking about. Are you telling people about Him? He is peace. If you still don't believe He's peace, look up this verse here. I think this should clear it up for you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. I think it hits it home for you if you weren't trucking with me before. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16 says this. Now the Lord of peace Himself give you peace always. By all means, the Lord be with you all. My goodness. Man, I'm telling you, the God of peace, the Lord Himself, gives you peace. So we see today, as we're in our Armor Up series, that the third piece of the armor is your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Man, I'm telling you, He is arming us up. Man, I'm telling you, when you look at these spiritual and physical application, He likens this armor to the Roman soldier armor, but He is clear that it's spiritual. He tells us that we're not fighting flesh and blood, but we're fighting a whole slew of wickedness. Now, this armor's significance is shoes, feet. You know, shoes were used to, they had little spikes. Roman soldiers, look it up, had little spikes in their feet so that give them good grounding. You have to be grounded in the Word of God to get your footing. If you're ever in a fight, you don't want to have something on your feet where you're slipping all over the place. You want to have some good grounding. And then this spiritual.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.